Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of my day, for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're gonna get smarter because we got John Deeney in the building, so to speak. John Deeney is a long-time 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of Management Performance Network. He is the author of a couple of books, including 103 Tips for Better Hiring and 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He is the top Tab Boards franchisee on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Love to come back.
It's good to have you back. And he hails from San Antonio. Well, actually, he doesn't hail from San Antonio. He hails from New Jersey, but he lives in San Antonio. Right, John?
Yes. Well, I've been here 16 years.
Okay, so that's almost a hailing kind of a thing. But anyway, he's in San Antonio. I've been earning his bones down there in San Antonio for some time now. And John, one of the things that's interesting about San Antonio, besides the fact that you actually have the Alamo there, is the fact that you guys, San Antonio, the economy there, is rocking and rolling. Now, do you guys not, don't you read the news? What's going on?
You know, we're not real big on it. As a matter of fact, I just saw the other day that 20-somethings get the majority of their news information from Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, and the comedy station.
Which worries me. Fortunately, he
and, they, and the bad part is they actually think that's the truth.
Yeah,
they think it's real. Yeah,
yeah. But no, we've been so lucky in this recession. And as I mentioned to you when we were off the air, I have friends come in for business from other parts of the country, and when I go to pick them up at a hotel or go to dinner or something, one of the first things they say, almost consistently, almost invariably, is, "You have cranes. What are all these cranes doing downtown? You're building buildings."
You know, I was in Las Vegas 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and there were cranes moving. They were not only there, they were moving. They were working.
Yeah.
I was there 2 years ago, and the cranes were still there, but they weren't moving.
Right.
I went back this year, and a year ago, in 2009, they weren't there, but they weren't moving. They hadn't been taken down. I went back this year, and they were gone.
Yeah.
So that's a little difference between Vegas and San Antonio.
Those folks really suffered out there.
Yeah. So what do you attribute this all these cranes to in San Antonio when everybody else seems to be having a tough time?
Well, there's a couple of major things, and then there's a couple of infrastructure things. One is Texas is a friendly business environment.
I believe that. It's a state that likes business.
Right. People mm-hmm. like coming here to work with no state income tax and a very, let's just call it an understated union presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to work. It's easy to hire. We passed tort reform a number of years ago. That is not an obvious impact. But
there's no question that helps.
It certainly does.
It all adds up, John.
Yeah. It does. It does.
The tax situation is favorable as well.
Yeah, our taxes are relatively low. Like I said, there's no personal income tax. I mean, if you think about an NBA player, you know, the advantage, you get charged income tax in every state in which you play as an NBA player. You file, whatever, 30-some-odd different tax returns. If you play for a Texas team with two other teams in Texas, at those salaries, an NBA player has, 15, 20 games a year with the playoffs that are income tax-free?
Right.
That's That's a big nut.
Give us what is the biggest reason? I mean, in a minute we got left, what's the biggest reason why San Antonio is doing great?
Truth, we're a small business community.
Yeah.
We only have two Fortune 500s. We don't have the international businesses that have taken the big hit.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly we're a kind of self-contained economy. I work mostly with small business owners, as you know. And most of them are doing fine because they're doing business with each other.
You know, and best I can tell, Houston and Dallas are doing pretty good, too.
They're both fine. They both took a little more of a hit. Houston, of course, now, is so oil patch.
Yeah, but still, the point you're making, though, about Texas being a business-friendly state, could it have anything to do with the fact that your legislature only meets every other year?
We'd like to get it to every three.
I think I'd just be happy to get the rest of us, in fact, our Congress, to meet every other year. I think America would be better off if we could do that. Hold on to that thought. Right back with John Deeney. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.